Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Bot Squad Podcast. This is, what, episode number 82?
82.
Jeez.
80 deuce.
Man, as always, I'm David. This is John.
Yep.
What are we drinking today, man?
We're drinking multiple beers today, man. Well, see, this is the pregame show workout. See, other people go to the gym and they have their pre-workout drinks. Me and David like to have pre-game beer.
Right here.
Pre-podcast beer.
Avery Brewing Company.
Lo Goose.
Now,
El Goose.
Now, okay, now, when John brought these just kind of like he was saying, as a pregame, and he said that he thought I would like them. And he described it to me as basically like your typical Mexican beer, like a Corona or Dos Equis, you know, and it does say on here with this is sour ale with lime and sea salt added. It definitely, it's like your typical dressed, you know, Dos Equis with the lime and salt
already
in it. It's pretty good, dude. Like, I actually really like it.
It really, really is.
It's a nice surprise.
I kid you not, if I woke up tomorrow with a hangover, you know, and I could, I don't do it, but if I did to get, you know, get the headache out or whatever, I wouldn't mind having one.
And it's not that, it's not bitter. It's almost like drinking like lime water.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
In a way.
Yeah.
But it's it has this refreshing feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Real good.
Anyways, that's the pregame podcast beer. The real shit's right here. David went and picked this up today again
now,
from the Carbach Brewing Company.
Now, John was talking about it the last time.
Mm-hmm.
He had made mention it to me the last time, and I had to take advantage and pick it up.
Yeah.
It sounded really good from what he was describing, so.
It's pretty damn good. Actually, I like this. Well, see, all right, now, it might sound a little weird to you guys because the name of it's called a Lemon and Ginger Radler. Man, lemon and ginger, you're just like, I don't put lemon on my sushi. Ginger goes on sushi.
You didn't put lemon on your sushi?
No.
Oh, okay, me neither. Yeah. I put ginger.
I can't do ginger.
Really?
No, I can't. I can't.
Oh, you did just like that.
But anyway, no.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways, I think the alcohol level in this is almost, I think it's 5, I think.
5.5?
I think it is. I think I tapped it in my app, my Untappd app, and it tells you everything there. And it's pretty good, man. A six-pack, if you're just sitting by, you know, hanging out by yourself in the backyard or on the pool or on the damn beach or whatever, a six-pack is good for you. Just for you. We're going to open this right now while we drink the other one.
Okay.
But, because we got to. We just have to. We got to let you guys know.
Might as well.
You guys are in the know, and we're here to let you know, you know?
You know? You know?
Yeah. But anyways, it really does, it really, really,
oh my God. It's so deliciously disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, disgustingly delicious. That's what I meant.
I don't know why, but it actually really works, man.
No, it's really good.
And
there's like this, crispness to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
David was buying this beer and somebody goes, "Hey man, is that a summer beer?" Yeah, dude.
Yeah, technically, I guess.
Summer, it's a summer beer.
But it tastes really good, man. And as you can see, it's a little cloudier than your usual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, though.
It's good, man. It's weird because there's a little sweet to it, a little sweet.
Yeah.
And
right at the back end.
There's a little bitter to it. But it's so fucking smooth, and it won't give you bitter beer face, you know?
Yeah.
Not like this will, but but still, very good, goes down good, all that stuff. Carbach Brewing Company is still knocking this shit out.
Yeah, so far, they've done pretty well. So, all right, so we're going to go ahead and jump into the topics of the day today. There's a pretty good amount of them, and some pretty good ones as well. So, first up is the biggest, this is I guess, one thing that I did not expect to hear, but it was, okay, let me just set the stage for you,
okay?
This is regarding Austin St. John, the original Red Power Ranger.
All right, we're getting into this right now.
Yes, we are.
I wanted to know.
I'm doing this at the top of the show because it was on my brain a lot yesterday.
Did this recently happen?
Just yesterday, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there wasn't any way that I could not talk about this today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, apparently, okay, I jumped on Instagram yesterday, and there's a fellow on here by the name of, I think his name is Power Ranger Geek on Instagram here.
Okay.
He has a really cool feed, big fan, always buys, you know, Power Ranger, you know, memorabilia and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I saw he posted something on there that said something to the degree of, like, I never thought I would boycott an OG Power Ranger. He's like, but I don't want to get taken advantage of. You know, so F him, right? So I was like, okay, what happened? Like, what? So I started kind of going through it, and then he made mention on there about a video that he saw on his Facebook. So I was like, okay, I got to go watch it right now, right?
Okay.
It was a video. Oh, there it goes. I was trying to find a picture of Austin St. John that didn't look, make him look like a douche, but it's kind of hard to do that. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, so I went to his Facebook page. There was a video there. And basically, he kind of, like, from the tone of it, right off the bat, it was like, I'm laying down the law kind of tone. And you don't want to you don't want to start a video to your fans or what have you, to your audience, in that manner. Because, honestly, right off the bat, people are going to be like, whoa, what are you, like, what?
Whoa, dude. Hold on. What's the guy's name we were talking about? Steve Harvey, chill out.
Steve Harvey.
You know what?
But okay. So this is how it went down. He basically went on this talk saying that you know, he's done getting taken advantage of by fans.
Austin St. John.
Yes. He's done getting taken advantage of. He gives his autograph and all this stuff, and some people he'll put like two whoever. And then some people ask, don't put to whoever, just put your signature. And then he was like, yeah, and then I'll see it flipped online for whatever amount of money. He started talking about the pops specifically.
Okay.
And he started to talk about how him or somebody on his team saw a pop online with his signature on it going for like $600. Which, to me, that's, I think somebody's inflating the number somewhere.
Yeah, that's no.
I think that's a bit crazy.
That's a no.
But, he said, okay, well, if that's the case, he's like, for one, he's like, this Red Ranger pop, with the one that's, the newest one, that's the one that's posing.
The metallic one or the red one?
No, just the regular one. I think he has some chase versions of that one, too. But he was like, I'm going into the toy business for myself. Yes. Alrighty, that look. He said, all right, those pops that everybody's been looking for and everybody's been trying to, you know.
He's going
to
flip them for that much.
He's like, you're not going to find them on your store shelves anymore. He's like, if you find them, fine, buy it. Anything other than that, they're not going to be out there. I bought them all out.
I said that.
He said, the only way that you're going to be able to find them is through me. He's like, and I'll charge $100 for a signature personalized, like to John.
Yeah.
You know, Austin St. John.
I would get my name on it. Now, I wouldn't even...
Now, again, he's charging $100.
Yeah.
For
a $10 pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a bit crazy. And then he said, okay. And then he's like, you know what? If you do want it, you know, for with just my signature, okay, fine, I'll give it to you. But you're going to pay $600. Yeah.
But it's not even going for that.
And then he was like, that's it. Like, pretty much like, that's it. That's what it's going for. That's it.
Mm.
You know? He's like, I'm tired of people taking advantage of me and da-da-da-da.
That's not taking advantage of him.
And then he starts showing all these other toys that he has. And he has, like, the medals. The little Power Ranger medals.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that one's going to be going for $80, you know, with my signature personalized. And then the legacy communicators, like, people been taking advantage of me with these legacy communicators too. This one's going for $200. You know, this one's going. He's just like going through all these toys and talking about these obscene prices. And then he goes to, like, I guess he walks over to his garage, whatever. And there's like boxes and boxes of toys, and he's like going through all these toys and giving out prices, and it's like, dude. Like, what is wrong with you? You know? I don't know. Okay, and that's the question that's being posed right now. It's like, okay, is he in the right for doing something like that?
A bit, I guess.
See, and that's where I made the comment. I was like, look, I understand. I get where this dude's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But $600? I'm like, come on, dude.
Another thing, too, is, and I know this because I follow these guys, and, I mean, Steve Cardenas, he's, when something comes out, for instance, the Red Ranger or anything like that, they get a couple of these boxes for free.
Yeah.
So none of this came out of his pocket. I don't see how any of this is hurting him. You know, yeah, you were the Red Ranger, you know, you still continue to show up as the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, you're not the Red Ranger anymore.
I guess this is where it gets tricky. Because
get out of here with that shit.
He started, I guess he made mention somewhere that he's like, hey, I'm retired now. I got to make money somehow. The thing is, a lot of these Rangers make very good amount of money doing the convention
what they do
circuit.
Now, yeah.
What it seems like now is that he's trying to not do so many conventions and make the money elsewhere.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt him in the end as far as people wanting to come see him.
We'll just see his ass in conventions later on by himself.
And that's what I was going to say. For real, that's what I was going to say. I was like, he's going to be the only one with, like, an empty table.
Anybody?
You know what I mean? Like, hey, guys, Red Ranger?
I'll sign that for you, man.
I'll sign that for you.
No.
All right, let me put this but back I feel like that's what it's going to end up being. You know, the way he's acting.
Yeah.
And then on that guy's post, Power Ranger Geek's post, there was so many people.
So how did it affect him?
What?
You said it bothered him.
No. Right? Well, I think because he was just like, you know, kind of, like he wanted to go see the guy. And he's like, nah, I'm not doing that now. Like, you're not going to take advantage of me that way. You know.
Oh, okay.
But I was seeing numerous people, you know, talk about their stories about JDF. And how JDF, like, they'll go and buy an autograph from him, and he'll give them, like, three more. Free. Like, just like nothing. You know what I mean?
Man.
And it's like, or, like, you know, they'll buy a photo op. Photo ops are, like, usually about, like, $85, $100, something like that.
Yeah.
And that he'll, you know, usually you get one photo, and that's it. Pose, and that's it. He'll go and take a couple of extra pictures with them on their phone or what have you.
Yeah.
You know? So, right there, that's servicing your fans. That's taking care of your fans. Yeah, so that way, they come back and see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not taking it to the degree. And again, I understand him saying that.
He's the OG. But, man, if you do this little move, you're just going to push more people to go to Eric Cardenas, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, and that's the thing.
That's the other Red Ranger, too.
And he's taking it to this point where if he continues down like that,
yeah,
there's no coming back from it. Like, nobody's going to want to even deal with you anymore. And I had hope that Austin St. John would kind of, like, turn a leaf and be a little bit better with people and the fans. Because I've heard stories in the past that he's just a complete a-hole.
He's going to turn into, like, one of the Olsen twins.
Which one?
The middle one.
The middle one. They're twins. Anyway. But yeah, so that's like completely crazy though. But that's completely crazy how I heard that, and again, it was one of those things where I couldn't just like not comment on it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I understand if you're trying to make a little extra money on it, I get it.
Think about what's coming out. That damn
the sword. See, but this is the thing, though. Again, if he starts going into the toy business for himself, what are we going to see those swords, like,
only sold by him?
Yeah, like, not in stock anywhere?
Bandai would kill him, though.
They'd snipe him out.
They would kill him with the sword.
Saying Jason David Frank after him was Tava.
Sorry, man. You knew it was going to happen anyway. It's taking over again.
Speaking of Jason David Frank, did you hear that shit that happened at the convention?
Yeah, you know what? And I'm kind of mad at JDF, you know?
Why?
His life would have been in danger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. He's kind of, if you go to his Instagram and all that stuff, he kind of he's kind of dragging it on. If you ask me, I would have just leave it alone, man. I will say that. I wouldn't give this person any time of the day. This asshole wanted to kill you, you know, and other people.
And that, I do agree with that, though, to a degree, because... Well, because I know when I heard about it, it was like a day later after it happened. And I was like, well, what the hell happened? You know, I'm like looking for things. I go to his page and yeah, he's talking about it. Now, I don't agree with him sharing video of the court hearing that the guy had.
When I saw that, I was like,
Because like you said, you're giving this dude the time of day. You're giving him the publicity.
Yeah, he don't deserve it. He's scum. He would have hurt innocent people, man. He's making it hard for people like us. And you guys out there, when we go to Congo, I almost thought you were gonna poke me in the eye. Anyways, it's just making it more difficult. I mean, you know, they said that he slipped through the side door. He got in, and he had, I think, a weapon on him, and he had multiples in his vehicle. Yeah. And dude felt like, you know, he was the Punisher, and he wanted.
This is the thing that kind of made me laugh. I guess just a little bit.
You ain't no Frank Cass.
No. They were talking about they pulled his cell phone and all this other text messages, you know, from people. He had a reminder on his phone, kill JDF. It's like, okay, if you're going for that, like, specific, you don't need a reminder, dude. Yeah.
Hey, did you see the person who ratted him out?
No.
It was like this hot-ass Asian chick.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, okay, and I don't know. If you guys ever go look at JDF's page or whatever on Instagram, you'll see the video. This dude, he's an overweight guy. He's a big dude. You just know this dude wouldn't pull that. You know what I mean? And so you can tell when you listen to her, she's like, he was sending me messages and he was telling me he was gonna. So this dude was bragging, right? Like they may have come across each other like on a website or something like that, and he just kept like bugging her.
Tinder.
And yeah, and something like that, and this chick's probably like, you know, just, all right, you know, I felt bad for him or something. But at the end of it, you know, this dude felt like he was going to go do something, and she reported him, you know? She outed him out, you know, and she helped some people out. She was crying on TV. You don't cry, man. You did something good. It's awesome, you know?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just like the shock of it all, I guess. Maybe you're...
The latest thing I did see on his thing, on his Instagram thing was for the next con or whatever, the thing that he's going to have, it said something in... And it said for the Q&A, I am open to ask any and every question, even with recent events. And I was like, leave it alone. Everybody knows.
It's like, okay, and I agree with you on that. It's like, okay, kind of let it kind of settle a little bit.
Did you see?
And then I know he's trying to like get these like new rules implemented for a future convention. Yeah. Do that.
Did you see the other pictures he removed?
No.
He posted up two pictures. One, him holding a gun.
Oh, yeah. I did see that one.
It was basically, he was just showing everybody that he had a CHL license, which is a concealed handgun license. But in the state of Texas, you don't have to conceal anymore. You can actually have it holstered. Showing to everybody. Everybody can see your gun. Yeah. We don't do it. Don't freak out, everybody. Nobody walks around here doing that. Nobody. It's funny how that law is in effect, but nobody does it. I have a CHL license. I don't do that.
I think, you know, people just don't want to freak other people out, too.
That, too, yeah. But anyways, there was one with, it was his gun and then a badge saying, I don't know.
So he removed that?
Yeah. He removed both of them.
I saw
that. I never got a badge. What the fuck? And
because he's a Power Ranger.
Like damn it, John.
A morpher badge. CHL.
Well, and anyways, it was when him holstered the gun on himself with the badge, and all you see is like his torso, you know what I mean? And then the other one was his gun. He removed both of them. So I was like, yeah.
You don't want to put across the wrong message.
Well, the message underneath it was, you know, I'm not worried about things because this is how, like, yeah, something
you
like. See,
and you don't want to come across that way, especially if there's like an investigation and an ongoing case going on. No.
It was almost kind of like...
Like threatening?
Like, I'm not worried because, come on, look what I got.
Come at me, bro.
Don't do that.
Don't come at him.
I think that's why he removed him. Yeah. But also St. John, man. Oh, I canceled that damn sword.
You did good.
I ordered the sword through Big Bad Toy Store. The Legacy Red Ranger sword. And... It was up for like $75. Now I called David and I tagged his name to it, and then I told him, I said, dude, check this out, and David was like, that's an awesome price.
Yeah.
You know, so a day later, I got an email saying, oh, well, you know.
Didn't they up it like $100?
They upped it the double.
Double, that's what it was.
It was $150, $160. So I canceled. And I went to Entertainment Earth, and I saw that it was for $80. $5 more. I pre-ordered it. I called David. I said, dude, check this out. Entertainment Earth is rocking it. And he's like, wait. What if they change it, John? I was like, no, because I talked to the dude on the phone. He said they wouldn't do that. They're nothing like Big Bad Toy Store. Sure enough, about 3 days later, I got an email. They said the same BS that fucking Big Bad said. So I just recently canceled it, and I told the guy what I wanted to do, and he goes, everybody canceled.
He's canceling.
He said that everybody was coming from Big Bad, came to us, and then canceled it. Yeah. So if you ask me, that sword's gonna be on the damn shelf for a while.
Probably.
Eventually, will go down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Austin St. John's gonna own them all.
So anyway, so yeah, again, like I said, if Austin St. John continues to do that, he's just gonna lose everybody. Real quick, I just wanted to give a couple quick shout-outs. On YouTube here, Nicholas Borg, what's up?
What's up, man?
Misung Park on YouTube as well, what's up?
Misung Park. And then
Melvin right here that just joined us. Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Mel?
Vin. All right, so next up is an interesting topic. The Flash topic that we had, you know, the last podcast went over very well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it got a lot of people talking. And that's what we want. We want you guys to be talking about everything and joining in and things like that. And so I was thinking, racking my brain on what to talk. We both were.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of popped up out of nowhere. You know, I was like, okay, this is a perfect topic. Okay, which hero would be the most dangerous if they had and were carrying an Infinity Stone? You know? So, okay, we know that the Infinity Stones, pretty much anybody could carry the Infinity Gauntlet when it's, you know, in the gauntlet itself and everything like that.
It's like the ring from Lord of the Rings, with, like, you know, if you kill the troll that had it on and you try to put it on, it would...
Yeah.
It's a gauntlet. You put your hand in it.
So
it fits your arm.
You know, it's on something.
Mm-hmm.
So you can carry that something, what have you. What hero out there, or what character do you think would be the most dangerous if they were carrying an Infinity Stone with them? Well, like a singular Infinity Stone.
Oh, just a singular.
Now, we can talk about, you know, the whole gauntlet after
that.
We can talk about the whole gauntlet after
that. Like David said, we were talking about this, you know.
Because if you think about it, just like in Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie Guardians of the Galaxy,
mm-hmm.
when Peter Quill grabbed the stone, he was just like anybody else was like disintegrating and things like that. He was the only one that was kind of able to hold it.
Yeah.
You know, so again, well, I guess in that case,
any able body that's able to hold it, it is dangerous, man. Yeah. It's dangerous, but it's how you know how to use it and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I mean, just like how, what was his name? The main bad guy in that movie?
Ronan.
Ronan was just like, you know, you don't know, they give it, you know.
Give me.
Yeah. Who's going to do it?
Come on, give me the Infinity Stone.
I dropped it, you know, get back.
No, my God. Okay.
Miner's keeper, mother. You know, they should have never put that in. But anyways, it's how you know.
How it's used. Yeah.
And
in his case, he had it embedded in his hammer. So start thinking about that kind of thing also.
I mean, we already know, if you guys read the comics, there is a What If comic out there if the Silver Surfer had wielded it. Silver Surfer, dude is a cosmic being. You know, he's not one to fuck with. I mean, it took... you know what? And real quick. The Fantastic Four, I've heard of, like, X-Men versus Fantastic Four. The Fantastic Four would give the X-Men a run for the money, or they would actually get real close to defeating the
X-Men. I think so too, yeah.
Because you have to understand, yes, there's just four, but this is a team. They fight cosmic beings, man.
And
these mofos know how to defend themselves.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they've dealt with a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so have the X-Men in the in you know, the same respect. But they've done they've dealt with more cosmic people.
Yeah. You don't mess with cosmic, you
I
know?
Mean, they've defeated Galactus at certain points, you know?
And he's immortal.
Like, they didn't kill him. They just defeated him.
They defeated him. You can't kill him.
But,
like, how do you keep... You keep knocking him back into outer space. Oh, no. Yeah, but the Silver Surfer, he ended up... Did he blast Adam Warlock in the What If? He blew him away, right?
I think so. All
right. So, like, Surfer's won. Even with just one stone.
Yeah.
Surfer... Oh, let's go down. Warlock would be scary. Sentry would be scary.
See, but how would they be able to wield it? That's the thing. Because not everybody can hold it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So even like that one girl that was
greater, those are strong names. Stronger beings. Those are strong beings, yeah.
Now, okay, this is what I was thinking. This is my thought. Is that maybe somebody with regenerative powers could be able to wield it, like in their hand. Kind of thing, like somebody like Wolverine.
Mm.
That'd be kind of scary.
Well, which one? Which stone?
Yeah, I see, and that's the thing. I would think that they all kind of react the same way to somebody.
Uh-huh.
You know, but him having his regenerating powers would make him, I guess, an easier candidate to hold on to it and not completely just go off into pieces. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My other pick was Hulk.
Yeah.
For one simple fact, that Hulk is near pretty much indestructible. He's pretty much indestructible. And the thing with his powers, his rage powers, like, multiply every time he gets hurt and gets even more angry. It's like a cycle. Mm-hmm. So I would think that the more it hurts him, the more he's going to get pissed off.
Man. He's going to get mad that he's holding the fucking stone.
He's like, oh, stupid thing. And then just imagine what he could do. If it keeps cycling through, it could multiply and multiply. He could just probably destroy a planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? At that point. Might be a planet cracker.
So, like... So you think of, like I was telling David Xavier, you know, what if he had, like, the Mind Stone?
You know what if he had the Mind Stone embedded in Cerebro?
And there you go, in Cerebro.
I love that. That would actually, like, man, that might bring up some dark areas in his mind.
I mean, like what if he even just thought of just something bad? It would just... Would kill everything in a certain radius, you know what I mean? Or
I'm sure it'd be like
the world.
Pretty close, probably.
So, but like, okay, now let's think about this. Marvel vs. Capcom. No, which one was it? Infinity War. The Infinity Gems.
Marvel Superheroes.
Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, you have Peter Parker, you know, and you hear the whole, Infinity, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Peter Parker grabbing the Ability Stone.
Yeah, like a Space Stone or what have you. Yeah, or a Time Stone.
Were they, see, to us, we're just like, man, fuck yeah, you know, I can jump even farther now. No, you know, the dude grabbed an Infinity Stone. Could he do it? Can Peter Parker hold his Infinity Stone?
My thing is, I think with any other hero, they could wield it the same way Ronan did. Like, imagine Thor having a Power Stone in his hammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Or Hawkeye.
Or Hawkeye.
He would die.
He's a human. He puts it at the end of his arrow. He's like, oh, man, I don't have it no more.
Shit, he ain't worth the shit anymore.
But, I mean, it's really an interesting thing to think about. You had mentioned Onslaught. Imagine if Onslaught reemerged, and then what if Onslaught ended up wielding the Infinity Gauntlet itself?
Onslaught did reemerge.
Well, I know. Well, I mean, again, and get the Infinity Gauntlet, the full thing. That dude would probably kill a lot of people.
He would kill everything. Like, I think
he would probably Thanos crack space and time.
Thanos wants to control shit. You know what I mean? And is that the thing? That's the guy we were talking about in the beginning?
Hey, Power Ranger Geek. Yeah, we just mentioned you earlier.
You got to look us up, dude.
About your stuff, man.
On this episode, we were talking about you earlier in the morning. In the morning.
Just about like 15, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Anyways, so, yeah, I mean, because like Onslaught was just destruction, you know? I love this one poster David had, man.
I still have it.
You still?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get rid of it. It's a really
except
cool...
My son's room.
It is. All right, cool. And it's his poster. Onslaught's in the middle, and everybody is around him in this poster. And there was a couple of things in there that were kind of weird because remember the Iron Man's blasting and it's hitting...
Cyclops.
Was it Cyclops blasting?
It was Iron Man blasting and it was hitting Cyclops in the back.
Yeah, and then there's another one.
I can't remember what it was.
I thought it was Mr. Fantastic is wrapped around Onslaught. And
I think he's squeezing somebody else or choking somebody else.
But there's two little mess-ups in there. Well, I don't know, but it's such a cool-ass poster. And now, Onslaught didn't give a shit about anybody or anyone. So, for him to wield that any of the stones, it's over. It'd be bad. You know, he'd cross over to DC and kill everybody in DC.
and be like, okay, who else? It means you're okay.
And it would wire everybody out. You wouldn't even need a stone.
And that's an interesting thing. Okay, we don't even have to talk about just Marvel. I mean, who would be a dangerous...
Spawn.
I was thinking about Spawn, too.
Believe it or not, guys.
I think Spawn would be the perfect candidate because of his suit. Mm-hmm. His suit would just, like, hold it, you know, without him actually holding it
himself. He could hold it in his skull.
In his crotch. It looked like you were holding your crotch.
In his skull. But you know what? And don't forget, man, Spawn was a god. You know?
Yeah.
He became the god of hell. You know, he became Satan.
A quick question here. It says, do you think Marvel might make an Infinity Gauntlet for the Blu-ray Phase 3 collection? I really do think so.
We were talking about... Actually, we talked
We've
about
talked about
one
that
of
in
the podcast
past.
A long time because David has the first phase one.
I haven't gotten Phase 2 yet, but...
He will. And the first Phase 1 is a briefcase. You open it and the damn... What is that? The Tesseract comes
Tesseract,
up.
Tesseract, yeah.
So cool. And all the DVDs and Blu-rays are in there and everything. And he's grabbing it. And we were talking about what the Phase 3 one would look like, you know? And we were talking about like the Power Ranger one. It came with the Red Ranger helmet. And the Power Ranger Blu-ray set or whatever, it's a head, the helmet, and you open it and every single disc is back there. You
know? I totally can see an Infinity Gauntlet set happening for the Phase 3 collection.
That
totally.
Would be stupid if they didn't.
Yeah, no, it would be. I thought you were going to say that'd be stupid if they did. Yeah, man, I really think that,
I'm jealous of that
Thor set. Thor could definitely, like, wreck shop if he had, like, the Power Stone in his hammer and things like that. I don't know. Other than that, I don't see...
Phoenix?
I mean, anybody...
If Phoenix...
You could talk, I guess, about any of the bigger ones.
Yeah,
well... Like Phoenix, Apocalypse, what have you, you know...
Apocalypse would like monologue the whole time. He has a power in his
You know,
you remember the Indian dude from Predator?
Oh,
Billy?
Yeah.
Billy?
Yeah.
Ain't no man out there, Billy. That's Apocalypse rap right there.
Apocalypse, yeah. Apocalypse, that's one thing about Apocalypse. He likes to talk too much.
Yeah.
Less talking, more doing.
Destroy everything, dude. You know, shit. Get it over with. Punch Man. You don't need the damn Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, dude. One Punch Man, though? Dude, okay, he's already unstoppable right now, but pretty much.
At the end of season one.
He could put it in his head like Vision.
At the end, yeah, he would. He'd probably eat it, you know what I mean? Or put in his little cactus little plant. What does it say?
Does it confirm the power stone belongs to He-Man?
No, He-Man, you know what, I think he would, He-Man has a haircut now, more or less kind of like this, right? I think his chili bowl would grow back.
I have the power!
One Punch Man, at the end of season one on One Punch Man,
chili bowl would grow back.
He killed like some cosmic alien, right? He killed him, and it took him, I think, a couple punches to kill him. And then at the end, he
Two Punch Man,
it was... Couple Punch Man, and then he ended up punching after he killed him at the very, very end. He punched his dude. It was like it surpassed Godzilla.
Oh, really?
And he punched it one time. And he goes, damn, back to one punch. And it ended. It's One Punch Man.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool. Wait for season two. But I told David, what about Goku? You know, Goku's getting up there. You know, Goku's getting to the point where, you know, I mean, look, there's some shit going on. He's already a god, you know.
The thing is, yeah, if he's already at that point where he's a god or he's godlike status, he grabs one Infinity Stone. Doesn't even have to have the gauntlet.
Yeah.
And it would just be chaos, destruction everywhere.
Right now, in, like, the Dragon Ball universe or whatever, you guys out here that are answering us and shit's popping up, they've already got up to Super Saiyan Rose.
I don't know what that is.
I know.
I know.
I watched all the episodes, but it's a futuristic character who went back in time, killed the original Goku, took his likeness, and made this form of a Saiyan, the power up. He made it up.
Really?
Yes. And he called it Super Saiyan Rose, and it's like they have pink hair.
And it's like, you know, Rose from he turns into Rose from Golden Girls.
Man, who is that? That's
Betty White.
Betty White, yeah. Nah, don't let David sidetrack you guys, okay? But anyways, that would be pretty cool, you know.
I got the giggles. And,
so
I'm picturing it. That's why.
Oh, we're missing them.
You see here.
Yes.
So excited for the tournament in DBS. Frieza is back in the game to save the Earth.
What? I must have missed something. No.
Frieza's a hero now?
Well,
first thing, save the Earth.
The tournament that he's talking about is that they're doing like this whole universe like tournament, you know? So they're grabbing like all the heroes from all these different universes, you know?
Yeah.
This isn't everything we do.
And everything is multiverse.
Yeah, there's multiverse of me and David, you know? There's multiverse.
There is.
Soledad. There's Soldens. There's two of you. There's maybe 20 of you guys, you know? But, yeah. So there's like this multi-universe and everything, and they're having all their best guys come in and battle. So their planets have a time to rest, because every time Goku gets in a fight with Vegeta on Earth, people die, man. I was telling David that too. I was like, let's talk about the people who die around like battle scenes and stuff like that.
And you know,
Majin Buu, he's a dick.
The thing is with Dragon Ball, the ones that I have seen, I'm nowhere near caught up. Is Dragon Ball.
It's like,
I've been wanting to, trust me.
You know that the Japanese episodes are like 3 years ahead of us.
Oh, really?
They're years ahead of us, what we're getting right now.
Well, the ones that I have seen, every time that they fight, they're fighting in the middle of like Grand Canyon or something. You know, like in the middle of nothing.
Well, yeah, they have to. They kind of like...
And in a way, it's smart that they do that.
Yeah.
Because then you won't have people saying, oh, well, what about all the innocent people? I'm sure people still do die, though.
Well, you got to think about this, the Earth itself. I mean, for an explosion like that, don't you think, like, the tectonic plates and shit would, like, shift and then, you know, like,
yeah.
Tsunamis are on the other
fucking John the Science Guy here.
You know, but for real, anyways, Goku holding a gauntlet or, fuck, Vegeta, you know, because both of them are up there. Either one of those dudes would be crazy, yeah, man. No.
I think any of those guys would probably crack the planet.
I think Vegeta would be kind of like Onslaught. He wouldn't care because you can tell like right now, since he's kind of like a good guy, because he is a good guy, David Nono, he's kind of like itching to be bad. He wants to be...
Oh, he's like looking for that one little moment. He's
yeah.
Like,
all right. Dude still walks around like this. You know, I was like, come on, man. Get over that shit, you know?
He's like, what's wrong? What's wrong, Vegeta?
Nothing. Man.
I'm good.
Yeah. And you think about it.
Even about to go eat ramen.
Even if they got together, Goku and Vegeta, and they made Vegito or Gogeta or something, and they got a hold of the damn gauntlet.
That was always so weird to me that they would do that.
When they would do the...
What would ours be? It'd be so strange.
It'd be somebody cool. And I'll tell you that right now. I feel like Frank Sinatra or
it'd
somebody.
Be somebody really ruggedly handsome.
Is the brawny guy or something. Like holding, look, the flannel and David's beard. There it is, the brawny guy, man. All we need is a fucking axe and
oh,
shit.
What if, okay, we like thought that we were going to like mash up into somebody cool, but it was just like literally half of me and half of you.
Oh, man, that would suck.
It would be so weird. Anyway, all right, so we're going to go ahead and move on from that. If you guys have any ideas of you know, who might be a good fit for an Infinity Stone or who might be the most dangerous.
And which Infinity Stone.
Let us know. Definitely let us know. Because we would love to hear from you guys. Next up, real quick, we're going to do a quick spoiler-free review.
Better, David.
For Wonder Woman.
You can get me in trouble at home.
You can get spanked. So, Wonder Woman, I just saw it this morning.
Okay.
I just saw it this morning. And you know that we've talked about it already before in the past, how we feel about, you know, DC's movies.
This is the savior.
And you know, how I guess they're not, they haven't been the greatest. They're not bad, but they haven't been Marvel caliber type movies for the most part anyway. I enjoy them, you know, across the board, pretty much.
Oh.
I do have my problems with them, though.
You know, for the first time, just like 3 days ago, I saw Suicide Squad.
Oh, really?
I know.
I knew it.
But I'm so happy I waited.
But, you know, okay, so this is where I went in, you know, in going, like, I was like, okay, I'm going to be very cautious going in, especially with this movie.
Yeah.
I loved Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was my favorite part of Batman v Superman. The moment she hit the screen, I'm telling you, literally, I got goosebumps. Like, it was one of those moments. I'm like, I never thought I would see Wonder Woman on the big screen.
And her you know, music.
That music too. Kicked in, yeah. Okay, so again, going in, I was already very cautious about it. So, you know, I was like at odds with myself the entire time. It started, and the moment it started...
Oh, David, don't ruin it for Hunter, because he loves Wonder Woman. You know? Hey, we did too, man.
It started, and I was like, okay, I don't know what to expect. But really, like, when it got going, I was just like, wow.
Yeah?
Wow.
Man.
Like, I was kind of taken aback by it all.
Did you watch regular or 3D?
I watched it regular.
Okay.
Really? Yeah, I don't know if they... Do they have a 3D?
Yeah. Because, oh, I watched it. Regularly. Okay, because I saw this guy. He had, like, a little poster, and then he had, like, a little statue, and then, like, he gave him a lot of stuff. Oh, wow. I was like, damn.
But, okay, so my main thing that I really loved about the movie was that it felt very much like Captain America, the first Avenger.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Felt very much like that.
Yeah.
But the characters, the story... felt like it had a lot more heart to it. Like, I cared a lot more for these characters. That's not usually something that you have in Marvel movies. It's kind of like, let's get to the story. These people had, like, you know, Steve Trevor and Diana Prince in the movie. They have, you know, their own little part of the movie.
Yeah.
To themselves, in a sense. Like, as the storyline progresses, it's a lot about them.
Yeah.
And it's a love story. And you don't really get a whole lot of that. You don't get a whole lot of that in Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like, let's progress the story to get to what's coming next.
Is that true?
And it says here, I've always loved DC dark style, but God, this movie is colorfully gorgeous. I completely agree.
Yeah.
The way it's shot and the way it's color graded, you know, the way that they just make certain colors pop and things like that. Gorgeous. Beautiful. So, beautiful.
Would you say when this movie comes out on 4K, would it be worth it?
Yes. Yes.
So is this...
Definitely.
Because, I mean, look what... Just the couple of shots that they show now on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, that one scene where they show her going, like, it's just a shot of her going straight. It was so cool, man.
I will say that this is, it's a style all its own, as far as the way it's done, but it feels, in action sequences, it feels very much like the same,
300?
Yeah, and like Batman v, or the way they did Batman v Superman and Man of Steel and stuff like that, it has the same style, kinda, same tone, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, man, everything about it is just perfect to me. I never thought I would say that about a DC movie, that it was perfect. You know, the only little qualm that I have...
Oh, shit.
...is that when... And this kind of happens across the board, though, with superhero movies. I'm not shitting on nothing. No.
Cover your head.
No. And I think many people will agree with me, though, is that when it gets into these, like, fast... fast action sequences where she's fighting and jumping around, that the CG that's used you know, it starts to look cartoony.
Okay.
That's the only, and it only happened like maybe once.
Yeah.
I was a little skeptical about the Lasso of Truth initially too. And it does look kind of cartoony.
Like real quick?
Yeah.
How it moved, lit up?
Yeah. Kinda, it doesn't look like an actual rope.
I saw that in the trailer because I was in the movie.
But that's the only thing that's wrong with it.
When I noticed that, I was like, yeah. Because it's kind of easy for somebody to go, and then, you know.
But even before this movie was shot and all that stuff, that was kind of the thing. I was like, okay, that's going to be the challenge in doing it. And it looked like they didn't perfect it, but yeah. it looks good. And I like the way that they did it. Everything about it, even the way, okay, like in the old TV show, okay. to use the lasso yeah. truth and get the truth out of people.
Should go. Now tell me what you know. It was so cheesy.
So it's very cheesy, right? They do something similar. They do similar things to that, you know, to that degree, but it's not cheesy.
Okay, cool.
Like it's not cheesy. There's nothing cheesy about it.
Hey, that chick, the secretary chick. Remember, yes. she was on Shaun of the Dead.
Oh yeah, she was.
She gained some weight, man.
Yeah, she did a little.
Or was that fake or did she really gain weight?
No, she. I think she.
Probably yeah, did. Man. I kind of liked her. Her and her forehead.
Her and her forehead.
That chick has a fucking.
But everything about this movie was phenomenal to me. I never thought I would say that about a DC movie.
What's up?
I never really thought I would say that. This movie was pretty perfect,
man.
You know?
Okay, so now, when part two comes out, with the WW2, you know, when they come out, it's got to live up to this, man. It really does.
Yeah. Here it says, was it the upcoming Blu-ray, like BBS, do you think that they'll be doing special editions like that on 4K? Yes, they definitely will.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Especially with this movie being so good. And everybody's loving it across the board, critics and all that stuff alike. They're definitely going to be doing all these different special editions for Blu-rays, Steelbooks, and all this other stuff. So definitely look forward to that. I'm sure Target's going to be doing a Digibook as well.
And I'm sure Dave is going to own all of them.
I will, most likely.
Dude.
Shut up.
The Logans, man. Why?
Don't worry about that. Okay? God,
you and Blu-ray Dan. Both of you guys, man. Y'all had all these... I was watching both of y'all's videos. I was like, Jesus Christ.
So... Again, I really loved Wonder Woman so much. I'm not going to ruin anything at all for you guys. Totally spoiler free. All
right.
But the villain of this movie,
I know,
was done so well.
Really?
Really well.
I thought it was weirdo.
I really thought that they kind of give you a little twist on it. A little twist to it.
A little twist?
And I kind of saw it coming, but many might not. And I thought his appearance, the way they made him look... The whole ending finale fight scene was spot on, perfect, better than Batman v Superman.
Damn,
I will say that. Yeah, the Digibooks are always awesome. But yeah, definitely, I really feel like this movie surpassed Batman v Superman, and is gonna be the starting point of what they're gonna be doing going forward. I think this is gonna shape. The rest of the movies,
yeah,
going forward, definitely.
If you guys don't, this was pretty cool on Instagram. I if you go on Instagram, you look on the right hand side. If you swipe to the right, and you know how they usually have like other little videos like Cosmo or BS like that. They had a Wonder Woman there. If it's still there, go check it out. And basically, they narrow it down the three comic books that match up to this movie. So you know what, you know.
Oh, what to expect within the movie.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty cool, you know, because I didn't even know that. I thought this was just going to be some random-ass story or something, you know. But they actually went off three different comic books for this movie. And I checked it out and everything. And it's funny because I almost bought these three comic books. Well, actually, I had one. It's the one with the famous pose where she's in the...
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
It had, like, the badass background and everything. I forget the name of that artist, but I love that dude's art. He did her art fucking justice, man. Actually, no, he did a lot of the DC art, too, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Did he do the long-haired Superman?
Yeah, I think so.
He was, wasn't he? Man, the dude, I love that dude's art. He's that's the artist I love from the DC, and I don't know his name. Don't. Throwing me in the fucking grill. But, and what's his name? Rosa? I forget his name for the Marvel one from the 90s, Venom and Spider-Man and Carnage.
Oh, I can't remember either. I don't know.
It's like, it's something roast. I can't think of it. Him, those dudes, man, I hold them real high.
But, yeah, so the movie, I really loved it. I thought it was great. Definitely, if you haven't seen it yet, definitely go see it. Definitely. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by it. Shut up. because, again, if you've kind of gone this far with DC movies and have been like, okay,
let down.
This is terrible. What are they going to do next? This is definitely going to change your mind and pick up your spirits regarding, I guess, the movies going forward. Patty Jenkins, she's the one that directed the movie.
Okay.
She was actually originally supposed to direct Thor: The Dark World.
Oh, really?
And they fired her, or she quit because of creative differences. Now, this one, you know, it's kind of like a blessing in disguise because you start looking at it, and they both deal with gods, Thor and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. And you see what maybe could have happened in Thor in this movie. She did it. She knocked it out of the park completely.
Damn.
She did. This comment here. Oh.
Man, we lost.
We lost the comment.
We lost the comment, but we'll get it back. And yeah. You know what? And that's funny because one of the things was that just so people know that Wonder Woman is the only one so far that anybody knows that Wonder Woman is the only one that is actually eligible to hold that wield Thor's hammer.
Oh, yeah. That's right. During the whole Marvel DC thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nobody else has been able to pick it up.
And the girl, though, Gal Gadot.
Oh, man.
She's the one that plays Wonder Woman. I originally... Put your tongue back in your mouth, John.
No.
I was originally, like, kind of weary about her just because I remember her from Fast and the Furious, one of the Fast and Furious movies.
What?
Yeah, I think she was only in one of them.
Okay, good.
And her acting was kind of like dry. So I was very skeptical when they first cast her as Wonder Woman. Batman v Superman convinced me otherwise. And then this one just cemented the fact that she is Wonder Woman. You know, she's doing this role justice. I feel like she's doing an awesome, phenomenal job at it.
Yeah.
And I would be surprised if they didn't put her in a more of a leading role going forward in these movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, great movie. Definitely go see it. You have to.
Nah, man.
Power Ranger Geek says she's his girlfriend.
Nah, man. Nah. Was that from what? From fans and.
And speaking of the DC stuff, we're gonna segue right into some more DC. Movie news. Joss Whedon has taken over the reins for Justice League from Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder stepped down from Justice League as director. I guess at this point in time, they were already pretty much done, you know, filming. The thing that happened was that, very sad, Zack Snyder's daughter had committed suicide a couple months ago. And he kind of kept it under wraps and didn't want to say too much about it.
Okay.
And he felt like, you know, he wanted to just, I guess, dive into work and try to see if that helped him get past it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it got to the point with him where he was like, I can't, like, I need to deal with this. So he had to step down and he pulled Joss Whedon in to finish the job.
Yeah.
And I think Joss Whedon's going to direct a couple of scenes, of extra scenes, and deal with all the editing and post-production and things like that. If anybody can do it, Joss Whedon can. He's already proven the fact that he's done Avengers.
Yeah.
You know, he deals with team dynamics. Apparently he's very good at punching up like screenplays. Okay. Like, he's done a lot of screenplay work that I didn't even know. And apparently he wrote I guess he touched up the screenplay for Speed. Yeah. And I'm serious. And the first X-Men movie. Man. I had no idea.
What if they made a remake of Speed?
A remake of Speed?
Yeah, they put it like on a train or something.
I think it's been done before. With Chris Pine and Denzel Washington. That one Unstoppable movie or whatever.
That was, no. Oh, okay.
I think so. Nah, something like that anyway.
Man, they stole my idea.
They stole my idea. Damn you, Hollywood.
Bitch assholes.
So how do you feel about that? About him taking over the reins for directing? Because, again, like I said, it's kind of like the tail end of it.
Yeah.
You know, do you think he'd be okay at it?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be like The Crow, you know, when Eric Draven died, Brandon Lee died, and they just CGI'd his ass in there, and they continued making a good movie. But, I mean, the dude did a damn good, like it or not, guys, Hunter, since you're a DC fan, you know.
He said Unstoppable was the movie, I tell you. That
should have. like it or not, man, I think he would do it. I mean, even though, you know, what the hell? People are coming from DC to Marvel. Marvel coming from DC.
And it's funny because, we had just talked about before that he was going to be doing a Batgirl movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So it was kind of like one of those things where, like, okay, yeah, I signed on to do a Batgirl movie. Look, no, here's Justice League.
You know what? That's even better, man, because now we get to see a little bit to, you know, what we can expect
from
Batgirl, you know?
And I think he's going to try to keep it as close in tone, maybe the extra scenes that he does direct
to
Zack Snyder, but you're definitely going to have that Joss Whedon type of dialogue between people.
Mm-hmm.
If he does anything well, it's dialogue. Like, he can make heroes banter back
Jesus
and forth.
Christ. What's his name?
Who?
The king of dialogue? Fucking...
Oh, Quentin Tarantino?
See?
king of dialogue.
God, man.
I definitely think he's going to do a great job. And this is kind of like dipping his toes into the water before he goes into Batgirl.
Where he gets all dirty and stuff.
Yeah. You know,
wash off all that goodness.
So I think he'll definitely do a good job. And I really hate... I'm glad that there's going to be another voice on Justice League.
Yeah.
But I'm not glad that it happened under this circumstance, you know, with Zack Snyder. It's a terrible thing to have to deal with. This is the second, I guess, talk that we've had about suicide.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, we don't really say much about it, but... If you're having issues, you know, if you feel like you need somebody to talk to, you know, if you are going down that path where you feel like you're going to hurt yourself, there are hotlines to check out.
Call us.
And we're always here if you ever want to talk. If you're having an issue at all, you can message any one of us, and we'll be happy to talk to you guys. So, again, with that, we're going to go ahead and move on from that. And talk a little bit about something that was just announced. Also, just the other day,
mm-hmm.
and that was the Nintendo Switch Online.
I was telling David, it's about damn time.
Switch Online. Now, Nintendo Switch really hasn't had, or Nintendo in general, really hasn't had the best track record with their online capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, they'll do online stuff for a little while, and then it'll just be like, okay, it's getting discontinued, you know?
Hey, when they do this, when this happens, are they going to do a PS3? What PlayStation did to PS3 and PlayStation 4?
What?
Because they're about to cancel the PlayStation. Just so you guys don't know, if you're still messing with your PS3 out there and you got the free online, they're about to, you know...
They're about to cut it?
They're about to cut it, you know?
It's possible. Because Nintendo's done that with a bunch of their other stuff before in the past.
And Nintendo's about to cut the Wii U, right?
No, it's already cut.
It is?
Yeah, it's been cut.
My son was playing yesterday.
Well, I think certain aspects of it are cut. But yeah, I think they'll probably keep the online capabilities for a while.
Alright.
But so they just announced a Nintendo Switch Online. Again, they haven't had the best track record at their online stuff. And they're trying to go more in tone with what Xbox Live is doing and PlayStation Network are doing.
Oh.
Right? So we have a price point here that they announced as well. Now, 1 month membership is for $3.99. 3 month membership $7.99. 12 month membership $20.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all,
man. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. I saw that price point and I was like, okay, this makes me happy.
It was free already. $20 is not gonna make or break my ass.
Well, this may.
David.
No. This may make you even happier.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because on top of that. They did announce some details regarding, you know, the online services, okay. Right? Let's read these off here. So they have the Nintendo Switch Online is going to include online gameplay, online lobby and voice chat app, which that's stupid. I don't go with that at all because in order to chat during gameplay, or chat with other players, you're going to have to download an app on your phone.
What?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why don't they just go, you know, the route that everybody else does with the headsets, connected straight to the console?
Yeah.
Right?
Like what they did on Wii U, damn.
Yeah, so that's very weird to me. This is the other thing that grabbed me. Classic game selection. Okay?
Wait, I thought about that too.
Okay.
What's going on? All
right, let's keep going. We'll come back to that one. Nintendo eShop deals, which that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, some discount stuff for the Nintendo shop. Access to Nintendo eShop, that's a given. That's on both for subscribers and non-subscribers. Register and manage friends for both subscribers and non-subscribers. Share screenshots to social media, that's for both as well. And access to Nintendo Switch parental controls app, that's for both as well.
Damn.
Now, let's go back to what I just said.
Damn right.
Classic game selection. Now, it was originally intended, or I guess talked about, that they would only, like, they would have almost like the way Xbox Live does and PlayStation Network, where they have per month a certain amount of games that you can
Xbox has play. The gold.
Yes.
Xbox Gold.
Yeah.
You get stuff free.
This was originally kind of announced like that. But the thing is that every month the games would change. You wouldn't be able to keep the game on your system.
Yeah.
It would not work anymore. You'd have to delete it and then download that month's games. Right? Now, there's a new thing going on, a new thing that was talked about that has me really excited.
Okay.
That they're saying that basically this could be, I guess, a Nintendo version of Netflix.
Oh, cool.
Where you're going to have the opportunity to play any game within their classic library.
Damn.
At any time. As long as you still have that subscription. Like for 20 bucks a month, that is a steal.
It's like the Sega Channel.
That's exactly what it reminded me of.
The Sega Channel.
To me, I feel like that is such a deal. You know, I've always kind of gone back and forth with PlayStation and Xbox. Like, I've bought a one-year membership here and there for both at various times. But then after that 1 year, I'm like, oh. And towards the end, I never really got the games that I really wanted to play, like each month, the free ones.
Yeah.
So I was like, and I don't play online.
It's hit
much.
And miss. It's hit and miss with them.
So I was like, well, you know what? I'm not gonna re-up it. You know, this one, however, 20 bucks a month, and you get to play all the older games that you want. You know, at your discretion. Now, I don't know if it's gonna be streamed, which I don't think it's gonna be streamed. They'll probably let you download it, and then maybe they'll only let you like download one or two at a time.
I wonder if they're doing this because of the whole NES thing.
Probably.
You know, it was like, you know, not everybody got to get one. And, you know, I mean, fuck, people want to play. But see, here's the thing, is that was already out there. Well, you still have to buy them. On the Wii.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah, they were all there. Like, I downloaded a whole bunch of older games, like, on my Wii U, on my Wii.
Yeah.
On 3DS, and all that stuff. Now, I was going to be upset if they were going to announce, like, the virtual console thing again. You know, and then I was going to have to buy all my older games again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where I was going to be like, okay.
Fuck this shit. Like me today.
But with this announcement and the way that it's looking like it might be announced at E3 coming very soon, that is a big positive for Nintendo. I think that's going to make them sell even more consoles.
Damn.
You know, in the end. To me, that's a huge plus for me. I'm a big Nintendo fan. We're both big Nintendo fans, really. And that kind of sends me just, like, over that hill that I was kind of, like, reluctant about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm glad that I'm crossing my fingers that this is what they're announcing very soon.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that sounds really cool,
That'd be
cool,
awesome
dude.
As hell.
Man, I'm pretty excited. I mean, is there any specific game that you were thinking about that could go well on there?
Oh,
or
go,
you
go,
or
go,
that
go well.
Yeah, or that you would want to play on there.
On any, well, wait, just any NES game?
NES, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Game Boy Advance,
Darius Twins.
That'd be a really good game.
Jaws on the Nintendo. I love Jaws. I was hoping they would put Jaws on the little NES because I had the NES. And what else?
See, and the only reason they didn't do that is licensing. Because it's a movie.
Screw that, man. You know what? Believe it or not, on Super Nintendo, Goof Troop is actually a good game. I'm not lying. It really is. It, it's
It really, really is.
And you'll find a lot of, like, underrated games like that.
They're fucking good.
Another one is Aladdin. Aladdin's a really good game on
Super Nintendo. Aladdin was good, man. I passed that one so many times.
I love that game.
That was a really good game.
Rock and Roll Racing was another favorite.
That was another favorite. You know, there's in town, there's some stores around here. There's a couple of them. They're called Game Bros or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to one of the guys, and I was looking around. He's like, is there any particular you look for? And I was like, do you have Rock and Roll Racing? He goes, what is that? And he was like, tell me what it is, you know. I love racing games and stuff like that. I was like,
racing and rock and roll.
Yeah, racing and rock and roll. You know, aliens and racing rock and roll. Man, shooting rockets and shit, blowing shit up.
I love that game. That one in off-road. I love the off-road so much.
RC Pro-Am?
Is it? I thought it was off-road. RC Pro-Am is another good one.
Oh, you know, off-road. You're talking about off-road.
It was an arcade game.
It was an I remember the cover, too. It was a stupid blue car in the front and something like that. You know what I was thinking? I thought you were talking about that, remember there was like this, three-dimensional, racing game, it was the first time they ever tried to, like, cover something like that instead of, like, Star Fox. It was the creators of Star Fox.
Oh, you remember? I don't remember what it was called. Yeah.
It bombed and shit real bad.
You know, even the original Star Fox, I can't play it very much. Like, no. I'm like,
That was so pixelated.
For its time, when it came out, it was like, oh, wow. Yeah. And then after a while, like,
and
wow.
I was young. It was more like young eyes could handle that shit.
It started out as wow, and then wow. It was like really bad.
I never beat it. I could never beat it.
But anyway, so yeah, man, I'm hoping that they do, you know, do something like this and do announce it.
Castlevania.
It's gonna be amazing. Castlevania would be awesome to play on there. All the Castlevania games that they've had so far, great. So on that note, we're gonna go ahead and end this episode of the Bot Squad podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. Here on YouTube and on Instagram as well.
Already?
No way. Time flew by, right?
No.
Yeah. anyway, again, thank you guys for watching. You know, keep going to cinemadeviant.com for all your movies, news, reviews, trailers. Hit me up here on Instagram, cinemadeviant, Twitter, cinemadeviant, facebook.com/cinemadeviant, Snapchat, cinemadeviant. You know, you just find cinemadeviant across all social media platforms. You'll find me eventually. But anyway, John, what are your social medias?
Instagram and Twitter is BobBang94.
BobBang94.
What's the other one? Snapchat. Spawn94AEW.
Yep. So, again, thank you guys so much for watching. And all you new people out there, that have, you know, joined in and stuff, we really appreciate it. Hopefully, we entertained you. Hopefully, we keep you guys coming back for more. So, again, thank you. And with all that being said, we will catch you next time. Bye.